This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him, we seek his help, we ask him to send the salutation upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, his companions, his spouses, and whomsoever follow his footsteps until the end of time. It's a beautiful gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His mercy and blessings upon every individual person, young and old, and everyone who come to this beautiful gathering. As I mentioned in my khutbah today, that this gathering is witnessed by a special noble angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةٌ سَيَّارَةٌ فُضْلًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a special angels that they look and search for a gathering that is comes upon the surrounding or the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it, and they remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. They recite in the Quran, seeking the pleasure and seeking the knowledge of Islam, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing better than the remembrance of Quran and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran. Again, it's a beautiful night. Truly honored to have our beloved Sheikh Majid Mahmoud with us, who came all the way from Michigan. And mashallah, he make his arrangement to fit our program. He came last night to get rest and to have his time with us, inshallah ta'ala. Since this morning he's came and visited the school, him and Sheikh Jibreel. Sheikh Jibreel will be with us, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow night to support the school through the fundraising. Inshallah ta'ala, the fundraising is going to be in the gym, the multiple horse hall. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you all, to accept from all of us, and to ask Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His mercy and His forgiveness upon all of us and for those who are supporting the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in your lives, to put barakah in every risk that you have, and to put barakah in everything that you do in your lives. Allahumma ameen. Inshallah ta'ala, we are going to start with some of the recitation of the Quran to start our programs with our students. Those who, mashallah, achieve good quality of recitation through this year. And after we finish the recitation of the Quran, we'd like to reward some of the students who did very well since the beginning of the year, academically and behaviors and manners, and progressed very good in the Quran. It was very hard, tough decision to pick which students. So inshallah ta'ala, anyone that we call his name, he's really well deserved. And everyone, one of them, mashallah, deserve a reward. But inshallah ta'ala, this for those who, mashallah, never come to the principal office, never, and no one complain about them. No, they don't give any hard time. They don't have any problems with anyone. So those, mashallah ta'ala, dedicate their time and efforts to memorize the Quran. Easy coming, easy going, as they say. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless their parents, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless their teachers and everyone who put the efforts and contributes to their lives of memorization of the Quran. Allahumma ameen. With that being said, inshallah ta'ala, I would like to call the first student to open this blessed night, which is Qanit Sayyid, inshallah ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum. I'll be reciting the last half of Surah Al-Saff. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى إن أجل الله إذا جاء لا يؤخر لو كنتم تعلمون ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب وبشر المؤمنين يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمن طائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفر الطائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين صدق الله العظيم
تكبير ما شاء الله may Allah bless you and bless your teachers and your parents اللهم أمين And make the Quran is the spring of your hearts, guidance and light for your lives. Allahumma ameen. I'd like to ask and call upon. I'm going to call upon. All right. Maryam Multasim, where she is.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My name is Maryam Muntasir, as you all may know. I will be reading the last half of Surah Al-Hashr.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم
Come on, brothers and sisters, give them some encouragement, inshallah ta'ala. Takbir! There you go, that's what I'm talking about. Bismillah. Jazakallah khair, Maryam. All right, with that being said, I'd like to call one of our great students, and this is Akir Akhlas, please come.
Assalamu alaikum. I'll be reading the last half a page of Surah An-Naba. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا
الله تكبير بلسان عربي مبين Akir is born here, his mother and his father is born in America as well, and look at the فصحة العربية الفصحة قرآن يتلى كأنه أنزل على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our teachers who are doing this great job. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all. Allahumma ameen. Jazakallah khair, Akir. Please give me this. Thank you. We'll call Aisha Anas if she is here. Thank you. Inshallah ta'ala, there are going to be many, many programs like this, inshallah ta'ala, in the future. I'm not going to be able to invite you all to recite, but mashallah, some students today, here you go, take this mic and get ready until it ends. Some of the students have recited this morning to Sheikh Muhammad Jibreel, and he was really, really impressed to listen to the recitation this morning, and I have witnessed here Sheikh Majid, mashallah. So Sheikh Majid was there listening a long time ago, actually 6-8 years ago. Sheikh Muhammad Jibreel came here, and he was not surprised, he was not impressed by the recitation, but when he come this time, he was sitting right next to us and he keeps saying,
ما شاء الله تبارك الله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. This is a beautiful recitation. It was really good to hear that the Sheikh was happy, especially when it comes from someone who is in that standard, in that level, judge or renowned judge of Quran, and to say this is very beautiful recitation. This is beautiful makharij and beautiful tajweed and strong musician. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our teacher and for those who are doing the great job, rather than his parents and especially the teachers and the school teachers. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward everyone immensely. Allahumma ameen. Aisha Anas, go ahead. Bismillah.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Aisha Anas, and I will recite the first half of Surah Nuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه أن أنذر قومك من قبل أن يأتيهم عذاب أليم قال يا قوم إني لكم نذير مبين أن اعبدوا الله واتقوه وأطيعون يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى إن أجل الله إذا جاء لا يؤخر لو كنتم تعلمون قال رب إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا فلم يزدهم دعائي إلا فرارا وإني كلما دعوتهم لتغفر لهم جعلوا أصابعهم في آذانهم واستغشوا ثيابهم وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا ثم إني أعلنت لهم وأسررت لهم إسرارا فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا.
Takbir. Allah. One more. Takbir. Allah. Right. Jazakallah khair, Aisha. Going back to your seat. All right. It's time for fun time, inshallah ta'ala. I'm going to call the names, and then Sheikh Majid Mahmoud will give you your words. So the first name that I open the bag and look inside here is Sara Muntasar. Takbir. Well deserved. Hiba Jamakli. Takbir. Where she is? What's the award for? I said that in the beginning, but I'm going to say it again. So the award is for being a well-rounded student in Quran, academics, and behavior. Takbir. There you go. And then we have, this is the fourth student, Hajra Siddiqui. Takbir. Inshallah. Inshallah. We have if she's not here, okay. All right, Wijdan.
There
you go. All of the students, the same words. Yes, Jazakallah khairan. All of them, mashallah, achieved in Quran and achieved in behaviors and achieved in academic, mashallah ta'ala. And this is going to be for Harima, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Allah reward you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have Malak, mashallah. Where she is? Malak is here? I saw her somewhere. Is Malak here? No? No, not here. Okay. And then we have here Asia Fairuz. MashaAllah. Barakallahu feek. MashaAllah. Congratulations. Then we have Hudan Abdi. MashaAllah. All right, gotta go to the other side. Let's see the boys. Bismillah. Arman Sayyid, inshallah, takbir. Ibrahim Jamali. All right, someone copied my sound, my voice right here. I heard you. There you go. Congratulations. And then we have Abdullahi Ahmad. MashaAllah, takbir. Yahya Duali. MashaAllah, takbir. Last not least, Abdurrahim Fairuz. MashaAllah. Again, there are a lot of students here was rewarded for a special gift, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all. And there are some students competing on a different levels. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran the spring of their hearts. I'm not going to talk anymore. And now I'm going to hand my mic to Brother Sheikh Majid Mahmoud. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum. Should I use this one or this one? Can I use this one? See, the Sheikh knows I like to walk around as I speak. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. May Allah bless you all. Salaamu alaikum. Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. As always, we start with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah to send His peace and His blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost for everything that Allah gave us. And the Prophet taught us, he who does not thank the people has not thanked Allah, correct? So we all would like to thank our mashayikh, may Allah bless them. Qulu ameen. All our imams, may Allah grant them the highest levels in Jannah. And you know who else should deserve it, inshallah, as well, God willing? Their families, for the sacrifices. And mashallah, seeing our imams, may Allah grant them Jannah. Night and day, right? From the morning, Jum'ah, multiple shifts. Asr, then Maghrib, Isha, all day. May Allah bless them. And all the people that help make the Noor Quran Academy possible, the wonderful team, the board members, Jazakum Allahu Khairan. May Allah bless you and protect you. And without Allah, then the parents, this would have never been happening. This would not have been possible. So may Allah reward you as well. And the community at large, I will tell you, as we all were children one day, these moments, they will never forget. You agree? So when these kids, may Allah grant them Jannah, get older and older, they will remember what I read and I recited and they did takbir and they attended, even though you all or many can recite even better at times, right? But you showed your humbleness and they will never forget that, inshallah. So may Allah allow us to be of those who show appreciation to the good work that is being done. Amin Rabbil Alameen. So speaking about the Quran, I'll give you, inshallah, bi'idhnillah, a quick reminder by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said one of the last sermons he ever gave, and he's speaking to over 100,000 sahaba. This was one of the highest documented numbers, by the way, was the farewell hajj. So the time is limited. You have to be very concise. The sun is strong in Mecca, so give us the points, powerful. And he is the best to do that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What will he say? Among the things that he emphasized on is the following. He said, I will leave you with something. Now you can tell he's saying it because he's departing the dunya. He says, I will leave you with something. If you hold tight to, you will never go astray. If you hold tight to, you will always be steadfast. What is it, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is it, Ya Rasulullah? Tell us. He said, Kitabullah, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you hold tight to it, you will never go astray. And speaking to the wonderful imams, the board members, the wonderful teachers, may Allah bless them all. One of the things they emphasize is that this is not just memorizing the Quran, but more. It is understanding the Quran. And this is so important and so critical, and I'm very happy that this is part of the curriculum. Even if you see your son, your daughter, you see the students in general may not memorize at the pace that you would like to, but keep in mind there's understanding, which goes a lot further. May Allah grant us the best. And then you go to the third and the peak of all, not just memorizing, not just understanding. What's the best? Do you tell me? What's the best? Implementing. That is why one of the Sahaba, he said, I went to Aisha radiallahu anha. Who's Aisha radiallahu anha? Who is she? Who is she? The wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're right. And who is she? Give me another description. She's the wife of the Prophet. Sisters, tell me one. Who's Aisha? Try. Excellent. The daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Excellent. And who is Aisha radiallahu anha? What? There's more? Yeah, there's more. How about the bigger, older ones? Ummul Mu'mineen, may Allah bless you, the mother of the believers, radiallahu anha, right? So she knows the Prophet really well. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was asked about him. A man came to Aisha, said, Ya Aisha, Ya Ummul Mu'mineen, how was the akhlaq of the Prophet? How was his behavior? How was his character? Tell me how he spoke, basically. Tell me how he walked. Tell me how he moved. Tell me how he ate. Tell me. How was his character overall? How was his akhlaq, patience and modesty and so on? You know what she told him? She asked him a question. What was the question? He asked her the question, but she will answer in a question. You know people do that sometimes, right? What was the question she asked him? But raise your voice. Go ahead. Yes. Do you not read the Quran? أَلَسْتَ تَقْرَأَ الْقُرْآنِ Do you read the Quran? He said, yes. She said, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ His character was the Quran. And may Allah make you all like that. Say ameen. She said, that's the answer. If you want to know who Rasulullah is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read the Quran. You see how powerful the connection is? So the Quran says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا Do not spy. He does not spy. The Quran says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا Do not backbite one another. What surah? Go ahead. Hujurat, mashallah, excellent. Right? Do not backbite one another. He doesn't backbite. Allah says to the believers to lower their gaze and not look at the haram. He doesn't look at the haram. That's how he was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know what's amazing about the hadith? The ending of it. You know what the sahabi says? The man says? He says, I did not see there's any reason for any other question after this answer. Khalas. He said, there's no need to ask any more questions because if I read the Quran, if I understand the Quran, my questions in general are answered and it's very clear for us. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way the Quran is honored is beyond our imagination. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ مِنَ النَّاسِ Allah has VIP people. Do you guys know what VIP is? Very important people. One time I went to Malaysia for a conference and then I saw a room that said VVIP. True story. I said, VVIP? So I asked the people, what is that? They said, that's very, very important people. I'm like, Allahu Akbar. So am I VVIP or VIP? Or just IP? Anyhow, IP address. May Allah protect us. So to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is VVVIP. Ahlina min al-nas. Who are they, Ya Rasulullah? Tell us, Ya Rasulullah. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ahlul Quran. Allahu Akbar. The people that know Quran. The people that study the Quran. The people that try to recite the Quran, the people that go to the tafsir of the Quran, and definitely the people that try to live by the Quran. May Allah make us of them. That's the real deal. That's the real VIP people. Brothers and sisters, Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to show you what Quran does to people. Just imagine. One time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to a sahabi. His name is Ubay ibn Ka'b. What's his name? You know why he's special? Because he was one of the best Quran people in all Medina. So he's the top, top. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Ubay, Allah told me to tell you something. Did you guys understand what just happened? Allah told me to tell you something. I got new revelation. I received a new surah. You know what surah was it? What surah? You're very close, mashallah, very close. Al-Bayyinah. So he says, I received a surah. Allah told me to read it to you. So what's in Ubay's brain? Asammani Rabbi, Allah told you my name. Like Allah said, Ya Rasulullah, talk to Ubay. Like he said, Ubay, Ubay. So the Prophet ﷺ said, yes. But he starts crying. He's like, Ana alladhi sammani Rabbi, I'm the one that Allah said his name. How does it feel? May Allah grant us the best. In dunya, when someone famous, he mentions someone's name, he's like, you remember I'm Ahmed? You remember from your last trip? Allahu Akbar. And you start getting emotional. Bro, the speaker remembers my name. And we're nothing, subhanAllah. Allah's the best example. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Nothing is like Allah. Allah mentions Ubay by name. But brothers and sisters, why? Why mention Ubay by name? Ubay may not have been like Abu Huraira, great man who memorized the hadith, which is great. Ubay was not like Uthman ibn Affan, who was a great what? Donor. Ubay was not like Khalid ibn Walid, a great warrior. Ubay may not be like Anas ibn Malik serving the Prophet physically, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What made Ubay Ubay? It was the Quran. That's what made Ubay ibn Ka'b, one of the greatest Quran reciters of all time, Allahu Akbar. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he teach us? He says the example of the one who does dhikr and recites the Quran and remembrance and the one that doesn't. Look how powerful the hadith is. The one who remembers Allah and the greatest of remembrance is what? What's the greatest dhikr? Al-Quran. And in the hadith, la ilaha illallah. He says it's like the one who is alive and the one who is dead. So someone may be healthy. Bench press 350 pounds, mashallah, tabarakallah. They can do wonders, pull-ups, everything, healthy, strong, powerful, fast, has the money, has the world, but they're dead. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. Why is he dead, Ya Rasulullah? There's no Quran, there's no dhikr. It's like the fish outside the water, your water, to the soul, the food of our bodies, the soul, the spirit, is the Quran. So may Allah grant us the best. That's why we tell our young men and women, may Allah grant them Jannah, say Ameen. We tell them, sometimes you hear about celebrities, you hear about very rich people, you're like, I wish to meet this, I wish to meet that. A few months ago, a kid said, my dream is to meet Elon Musk. May Allah protect us from him. Hey, by the way, he's very evil these days. And those who know, he has never been more dangerous to Muslims as much as now. So be very careful. So that individual, if I were to tell you this man's heart is empty. He feels there is emptiness. He feels loss. And many people, you're like, oh, I want to be like them. Only if you were to know they wish to be like you. They wish to have what you have. When you hear people, they spend millions talking to people. I tried this, I tried that, I'm not happy. Having the palaces and the mansions in Southern California and other places in the world, but they feel empty. What do they end up going to? What do they end up going to? Say it. Drugs and so on. Why? Because I tried everything. I tried this. I tried traveling. I tried buying cars. I tried buying homes. Nothing is working. So let me go do drugs. It's not working. Then they go heavy drugs until many of them commit suicide. May Allah protect us. Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. What are they looking for that they're missing? May Allah guide them all. Ya Rabbi. They're missing what you have. They're missing what the school is based upon, the Quran. May Allah make the Quran fill our hearts. Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. So inshallah, brothers and sisters, may Allah protect us and allow us to fulfill the following in brief steps to how to live with the Quran. Ready, inshallah? Number one, the scholars, they speak about how to live with the Quran is to read the Quran. That's number one. What is it? To read the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized this first point so much. Read the Quran. Put the effort. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who reads Quran very well is with who? As-safaratil, go ahead. Al-kiram al-barara, excellent. If you are such a good reciter, may Allah make you all of them. Guys, ready, inshallah, to know where you will be, inshallah. Ready? As-safaratil kiram al-barara, two opinions regarding it, and maybe both are accurate, as in together, they are the prophets. You will be with the prophets in Jannah, inshallah. That's the reward of those who read Quran with what? With quality, with tajweed, with tartil. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forget that many of the ummah, if not most of the ummah, has a hard time reading Quran. Yes or no? We say alhamdu. We cannot say alhamdu. We say zalin. It's dalin. The struggle. It's okay. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالَّذِي يَتَتَعْتَعْ. What does that mean? It's a word. It's a word. يَتَتَعْتَعْ. And you know what the meaning of the word? You can know the meaning from the way it sounds. What's يَتَتَعْتَعْ? Struggle. Stutter. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who tries to read the Quran and is like, is it nabiyina kada, and struggling, you get two rewards, not one. The reward of what? Trying. The reward of the struggle and the reward of actual recitation. You get two rewards. I remember, subhanAllah, one of my teachers, I had a hard time with the shadda, and I'm going to share this with you. The shadda issue I had is I used to do a lot of vibration. So I'll say the wrong way. I used to say nabiyina, nabiyina. And Allah's my witness. The Shaykh told me it's not nabiyina. It's how? And nabiyina, nabiyina, nabiyina. I kept saying nabiyina. He said, imagine there's no vibration. Stop it. Nabiyina. Wallahi, Allah's my witness. 20 minutes. On one word, 20. You're upset at half a page? I took 20 minutes on one word. And the Sheikh sat. And the Sheikh sat. Isha finished. And he's like, I'm not leaving the masjid until you say, An-Nabiyyina. And now look, Nabiyyina. Allahu Akbar, right? For many times, Nabiyyina with vibration. So struggle, work hard, and Allah will open the doors for you. May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. The second, what was the first one? Read. The second, to share with you, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us to do contemplation. Yes, you read, you want to memorize, you would listen, but you have to have times in your life where you go beyond reading. You go one ayah, maybe 15 minutes, 10 minutes, what's a tafsir? What's the meaning? Especially words that we read night and day. Everyone in the masjid, everyone should know what does as-samad mean. You agree or no? Some of us read as-samad more than Fatiha. May Allah protect us, right? Because when you sleep, you say, قُلُوا اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, how many times? Three times as you go to sleep. After salah, قُلُوا وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. So technically, even more than Fatiha. Fatiha 17 times. Wallahi, sometimes you ikhlas a lot more at times. But what does as-samad mean? Here we have to pause. A word that you read so often. Khannas. What does it mean? Falaq. What does it mean? All these matters should put the emphasis on. May Allah put barakah in our time. Say ameen. So now we have to put that in our time, in our schedule. Bit by bit, what do we start with? Start with what you read the most. Start with what's as-sirat al-mustaqim. Start, who is al-dalin? Who is maghdubi alayhim? Till the end. May Allah grant us the best. May Rabbil Alameen. The third thing to share with you, what's the first one? To read. Number two, to contemplate. Number three, to apply the Quran. To go with the rulings of the Quran. The Quran says, do this. You do everything under the sun to do it. The Quran says, avoid, you do whatever you can to avoid. That's how you live by the Quran. Last but not least, how to live with the Quran, I will ask you. What's the last point I'll share with you? So we said, read, to live with the Quran. You read it, you contemplate, and you apply the rulings. What's another thing? Huh? Go ahead. Spread it, ahsan, teach it, excellent, that's very good. What else? What else? Yallah, what is it? Follow its rules. Excellent. That's what the last point we shared. One more. Huh? Memorize. Excellent. Teach it. Excellent. I'm taking my time because inshallah we're going to use this more than ever before, inshallah. How to live by the Quran? To use it as cure. Medicine. Oh, you mean spiritual? No, not spiritual. Physical. You have headache, migraine? Quran. Ibuprofen, okay, too, if you have to. But ask your doctor if you have any allergies. I have allergy from ibuprofen. May Allah protect us. Right? But cure physically. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith, a man was traveling, a group of Muslims traveling. So they passed by a city. They're not Muslims. And then they were not the most kind of people, but no problem. They kept traveling. On the way back from the trip, the leader, the boss of the city, got stung by a poisonous species. So the strong leader, the boss, collapsed. So the people in the village, they tried everything to cure him. Medication, plants, shots, whatever they have, nothing worked. The leader of the village is on the ground. What do we do? Who do they see traveling back to Medina? The Muslims. Oh, Muslims, no, we're friends, huh? Oh, Muslims, do you guys have any medication that is special in Medina? We did this. And he's still knocked out. What do? So one of the Sahaba, he says, we have cure. What is it? Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha, authentic narration. So the man said, I will do the Fatiha, and they agreed on a payment. Huh? The Muslims back then, mashallah, tabarakallah, you know, they do their thing, right? We'll tell you if it's halal or not at the end of the hadith. So then the Sahabi said, I'll do this, but you give me money. So he said, okay. So he went and read what? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, till the end of the surah. The hadith says, and the boss, that leader, got up as if there's nothing wrong. Allahu Akbar. So like, what is this? This is the Quran. Now what happened? The Sahaba went back to Medina. And they told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the story. So the Prophet asked the Sahabi, how did you know Fatiha is cure? It's amazing, i.e. confirming that it is cure. It's like ruqya, right? So they said, Ya Rasulullah, we have one question. Is it halal what we got, like the money and the food, also they got food? He said, it's not just halal, give me part of it. Allahu Akbar. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So use the Quran as cure, is shifa linnas, is cure to the people. May Allah make us memorize the Quran, apply the Quran, learn the Quran, contemplate the Quran, and use it as cure. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair wa nafa'allahu bikum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Do you have any questions for the Sheikh? Do we have any question, inshallah ta'ala, from the parents, for our community members? Any questions so far? Jazakumullahu khair, subhanakallahu wa hamdik. This has come to the conclusion of the night, inshallah ta'ala, barakallahu feekum. Please, in your way out, try to scan the code. And inshallah ta'ala, we'll see you tomorrow at our event here at 5:30, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khair. Huh? We already did this morning, alhamdulillah, all of us will take a picture with them. MashaAllah. Alright guys, alright. There is a free treat for the Noor Quran students here, so please come pick up yours. Alright, assalamu alaikum. Another announcement, inshallah ta'ala. Whoever here for the RISE program, the check-in is going to start at 9 o'clock. Now is actually at the gym, inshallah. Now at the gym, inshallah, for RISE program. If you are here for the RISE program, please check in at the gym, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum.